Good morning. Let's try it again. Good morning. Better. It's really interesting that sometimes parents, you ever notice how parents might lose things? Have you noticed that? Sometimes parents lose things, like their wallet or their purse. Has that ever happened to your parents? You don't think so? That's amazing. That's great. Really? I am pretending like I lost something this morning. In fact, I've hidden it somewhere in this church. And it's my wallet. And boy, there's probably lots of money in there. Just kidding. I think a lot of it's plastic debit card things and things like that. I don't know. You think we should?
Yeah.
It might be hard, though. You know, I don't know. I suppose we should look for it, right? Mm-hmm. It should be obvious, right? It should be very obvious because I'm not going to make it hard, right? Isn't that right? No. Okay, you ready? We're going to look for something that should be obvious and easy to find. Okay? Ready? Okay, I'm ready too. I'll give you a hint. It's somewhere in between here. It's somewhere between here and the first pew. All right? So let's go looking for my wallet. Oh, by the way, it's black and it's about yay big. All right? Somewhere between here and there. Ha 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 ha! He's good at finding things. Oh, very, that was fast. That was way too easy. Did you see me put it there?
Here.
You didn't even see me put it there.
It
I put it underneath it. Okay, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Got it? Keep them closed.
Can you put it anywhere around the tree?
It should be easy to find things. Some things should be really easy to find, so don't be looking, okay? Okay, ready? We're going to go look for something that's very obvious and easy to find. In fact, it's not covered up by anything. And again, it's somewhere in between here and that first pew. Okay. Oh, this is like amazing. Okay. One more task time. Are you ready? Close your eyes. Don't be looking. Everybody's eyes closed. Put your hands over your eyes, too. Don't be looking.
I can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay, open your eyes. Now, somewhere between here and the first pew. Go ahead. Okay, that's not back there. It's between here and the first pew. You know, some things are really obvious and easy to find, and they should be. Sometimes they're hidden, and they're harder to find. I'll tell you, maybe we better do warm and cold.
Yeah.
Warmer, colder. Warmer. Colder. Everybody's cold. Warmer. Colder. Warmer. Okay.
Okay.
Well, anybody? Oh! Right there, under my shoe. Okay, come and sit down. Under my shoe. Now I'm gonna ask her, this should be really easy to do, okay? We're gonna find something else, okay? Here it is. I want you to find God. Okay, go find God. Where's God? Over there? Okay, you're pointing to Jesus up there, okay? But that's a painting of Jesus. Come back here. That's just a painting of Jesus, though.
God is up in heaven. We cannot see him.
Up in heaven, you can't see him?
No.
He's right here, sitting by me.
He's sitting by you?
He's sitting right there.
He's over here and over here at the same time. She's nodding her head. Sophie is.
Yes.
So like,
he's everywhere.
Is he in Abercrombie right now?
Yep.
Yes.
That's easy.
Is he in heaven right now?
Yes.
Wait a second. Is he in Mexico?
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
Wrong answer.
Yes.
He is in Mexico.
How can he be here and in Mexico?
That's because he's God.
He can make a putt and...
He's not like you, where he can only be in one place at one time. He can be everywhere. How about, is God on Mars right now?
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
How do we know this?
Because he... I don't know.
Because you don't know?
He's everywhere.
Because he's everywhere, but how do we know he's everywhere?
Because he...
I want to make this clear, though. Note this, that God is not in things, like he's not a pen. He's not, this doesn't make up God. This is a thing that God made, I mean, the elements of it. But God is everywhere. So how do we know that? Where do we turn to find out? There you go. You look in the Bible, the Word of God. And I'm going to read one verse to you. From Jeremiah chapter 23. Verse 24. Okay, listen closer now. Jeremiah 23, verse 24 says this. It says, can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him? Declares the Lord. Do not I fill heaven and earth? Declares the Lord. That means he is everywhere. There's a fancy name that we had one fancy name last week. We're going to have another one this time. Last week we talked about, well, this God is omnipresent. It means he knows everything. He means he's everywhere. Omniscient means he knows everything, but omnipresent means he's everywhere. Omni meaning all and present everywhere. So God, according to Scripture, this one verse plus other verses too, say that God is where?
Here.
He is here and there. He's everywhere. That's the awesomeness of God. He's everywhere. He fills heaven and earth. Nothing can be hidden from him because he's everywhere. Pretty amazing. Well, let's pray, shall we? Ready? Lord God, we thank you so much for your amazing self, that you are everywhere and that you are even with us now. And we say thank you for that, God, and we praise you. Bless these children and remind them too, and us, that that you are everywhere and that you're with us, and we can remember that. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.